Actor reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. This is Back to Reality. I am Asma. I have the pleasure to be your host. And here with me, I have two very dear guests, Sister Bita and Brother Muzaffar. Both of you, welcome to Back to Reality.
Assalamu alaikum. My pleasure to be here.
Of course, the pleasure is all in here. Brother Muzaffar, shall we start with you? Please introduce yourself briefly, very much, what you study and...
I'm Muzaffar Haider from the UK. I've studied English literature and now I'm in the Hawza, in the Islamic Seminary.
That's very good. It's a pleasure to have you in here and wish you luck with your studies. You, Sister Bita.
Yes, I'm at your service. I'm Bita and I study medicine at one of the University of Tehran in Iran.
As for today, we're going to talk about something which is the problem of many, I guess.
Yeah.
Obesity.
More than half of the world.
Really?
Yeah.
So obesity is something that exists everywhere. I mean, every single one must suffer from that at a specific phase of their life, at a specific age. And I guess women are more concerned, right?
You know what? I think the most problem that the people with obesity will face is the wrong social feedback they're going to face in the society.
You
know, it is really difficult for them because it will lead them to a road of, I don't know, lack of self-esteem, self-satisfaction, and self-confidence, and so on. And this is a main problem because they lose their self-confidence. They think that they cannot be, I don't know, seen or slim again. And, you know, they don't go for that. They don't try. You know, they just give up with the
way they
are. And they hate themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, mostly.
And you know, it has been exaggerated recently.
You know what? Because of the social medias, I think, then this is the main point. We have celebrities with beautiful body shapes and so on. And, you know, they are idealizing a kind of way of being. And you have to follow that.
Exactly.
If you don't, you are not accepted by the society.
Yeah. Now, Brother Muzaffar, there comes a question. I always ask myself, what if all the models were so fat and chubby?
That would definitely have an impact on the society and people would start to idolize that and become fat and chubby themselves.
You know, what is the main concern of this question? I just want to know if there exists such a thing as thin and fat.
These people used to idolize that because it's a symbol of wealth. It's a symbol of... Now, this person is well-to-do and therefore...
But speaking of the museums of the Roman people and the Greek people, then also the statue they have in the museums, they are thin as well.
They, because... Well, first of all, when it comes to beauty standards, they're usually unhealthy, especially in modern times, or they're average. But when it comes to male beauty standards, they're actually really good to aspire to. The male standard for beauty, like the muscular type, it's making a man look stronger and it's making a man more healthy and fit. Those are all good things. We should strive to be like that.
Yeah, exactly.
For women, it's not always the same.
Exactly.
They'll either be idolizing, like in past generations, if we assume that they idolize really fat women, that's not good to aspire to. And, or in today's time where you have, you know, the size zero, the very, very ridiculously skinny, like Keira
Knightley,
Emma Watson types. And it's like, well, that's just anorexic. But lots of young girls do aspire to that and they end up becoming bulimic, which is, you know, when they actually have a meal and then they vomit it out because they feel guilty about it. So that's definitely going to have bad repercussions in societies.
Yeah, that's very true. But it happens to every single one of us as girls. I would talk of the girls.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy for me, right? Because I'm going to see like superheroes and athletes and be like, yeah, I want to be like that too.
Yeah.
And that's not a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing.
For you guys, you're going to see like really skinny models and be like, I want to be like that. But that's not a good thing
but
to be.
But to some extent, I do not agree with what he's
telling. Guys. Put your
debate
right in here. Let's go for a break and then we'll pursue it. Sister Bita, we are just talking about obesity, exactly. And you were saying something, and I was sorry to interrupt you.
Brother Muzaffar, talking like, okay, if you're gonna go through the modeling industry, and you can see, I don't know, the male models that are so muscular and so on, you can follow them because it's a model of being healthy.
Yeah.
I do not agree with that because, you know, they use drugs, they use, I don't know.
Not all of them.
I know not all of them. But, you know.
No, we're not talking about lifestyle. We're just talking about the body.
Yeah, the body.
The kgs.
So it's the same for the female one. You know, I mean, there is no paradoxical content like that. Okay, the female ones are so skinny that are unhealthy, mm-hmm. and the male one are so, I don't know, muscular that is healthy. I mean, this is not like that.
No, the main idea is that the perfect shape is going to make you healthier.
Yeah.
No. Men, it's going to make you healthier. For women, it's not about health. It's about attractiveness.
To some extent, because nowadays not all the models are just skinny.
Yeah, exactly. Why? It's not because it's good for the woman.
Because they have been through too much of illnesses.
It doesn't make the woman stronger, fitter, healthier. Yeah. It just makes her more attractive to men.
Mm, yeah, exactly.
Whereas for males, it's always been the same. You mentioned ancient Greece, ancient Rome. Yeah. It's always those statues of muscular men. There's nothing wrong with that, you see? You can argue about how we shouldn't be portraying those mm-hmm. images everywhere and stuff like that, but that's a separate discussion. The idea here, though, is that the male beauty standard is not unhealthy, whereas the female beauty standard sometimes is.
But there's also another point. As these little girls are going through Instagram or other parts of social media, then they start to think that skinny girls are more attractive. Yeah. And they would start that sort of lifestyle from the age when they are so young, and from the age when they must love too much of chocolate that they have to ignore it. But they have to care about special details in whatever they eat just because the society wants them to be like this.
Yeah, they eat
which is so cruel.
But this is the opposite. As well, right? There's the opposite where we shouldn't be obese either. Obesity is a terrible thing.
That's another issue, you know?
There should be a balance here.
There should be a balance.
But the thing is, if we're going to go extreme in being beautiful, mm-hmm. and, you know, we're searching for this beauty and show our
perfect, you know? Exactly. All of them show this perfect picture of a woman, which does not exist.
But
because beauty is deep skin, of course.
Yeah.
It's not just a picture. Because if you go through the between the lines of the life of these people, then you would see that it's not just the picture. There are some other things that matter more, which are not going to be displayed in front of other people or in the social pages.
Even in social pages, we have many Photoshop and so on.
Exactly.
I mean, this perfection of them is not really perfect. Exactly.
It's not
even
realistic.
In the real world, you know. And I don't know, but at the age of going through the heavy diets is about 10 years old in girls in the United States. And I read this.
Wow, heavy diets in 10 years.
In 10 years, this is destructive in my opinion.
Yeah.
We
America
have
is
to
like
solve this problem.
The
I
worst
think.
Example for obesity, isn't it? It's just the false food diet and the accessibility of snacks and how expensive healthy food is in comparison.
Yeah.
It's just ruined the entire society and made them all really, really fat.
Mm-hmm.
They're just fat, like horribly fat.
Yeah, so if we want to talk about what is going on right now in social media, then this is not true. To just create a personality, or let's just say a form, a body that is just attractive, be it healthy or unhealthy, both ways, since you are just bothering yourself, it's not the true thing.
See, there's another extreme as well, where there's been this fat culture.
In today's episode, we're just going to talk about obesity, the kind of obesity that is bad for your health,
mm-hmm.
not the kind of obesity.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about. So there was this talk show where these fat acceptance people were mm-hmm. coming on board, and they are very obese women. Like, and I'm talking about like they not get, you know. And she was adamantly arguing on this talk show, and she was saying, "Look, I was born this way, and this is genetics, and there is nothing I can do to change it."
Oh.
And another lady, just equally as fat, she was saying, you know, I can choose to be whatever body shape and I am perfectly healthy. I've never been to the doctor. And she actually died like of a heart attack a few days or a few weeks after the filming of that. But this is also being pushed. You shouldn't be just, oh, you know what? I am perfect. The way I am is perfect. And you know what? Yeah. If you don't like it, then you should just learn to accept me the way I am. This this whole attitude is an onset of the whole LGBT kind of movement. Yeah. Accept me the way I am. No. Human beings should aspire to be better.
And should take care of themselves.
They should take care of themselves physically.
The body is a benefit and a blessing. We have to take care of it. And the way we thank God is just to keep it healthy.
But let me add something here. You know, there is a group of people with, obese, really obese body shape, that they have some, diseases. And, other, actually, root of their obesity is disease.
Yeah, that's also very true.
Not only genetics, hormones and so on will affect this obesity. And actually, we cannot blame them because they cannot change their body shape.
Yeah, I know that. And I have seen some people like that. And it's very, very sad. Yeah. So let's go listen to something and then we will be back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We're still in Back to Reality, and Sister Bita and Brother Muzaffar are helping us with obesity.
Yeah.
I understand that part of it is to do with genetics and they might have a disease and stuff, but...
Yeah, exactly.
It's physically impossible to maintain that weight of an obese person unless you're eating a lot of calories.
No, it's not just way. Exactly. Sometimes
it's physically
impossible.
It's about
the metabolism of your cells and so on.
But then what about somebody who's morbidly obese and they're saying, you know, I cannot help it. And in the meantime, they're having like double cheeseburgers.
No, that's another story, really.
Yeah.
It's about the healing and laziness.
But that is unfortunately the case.
Well, you know what? Even craving for too much of food is not a sign of the fact that you're healthy. That means you have a problem, hormonal problem, and you have to go to doctor.
Maybe, yeah.
So I have seen such examples as well. Even the craving for food is not in their hand.
Yeah, they cannot
control
that.
They have it unconsciously, and they cannot control it, really.
Are you ready for this, guys?
Yes.
Eat less, exercise. Genius.
You solved it.
Genius, right?
Is there any way aside from exercise?
I don't think so. Yeah.
Think about being thin and then you turn thin. That would have been so beautiful.
No, actually, there are...
If I was thin and I turned thin?
No, I just think about being thin and then I would turn thin.
No, that doesn't work.
Yeah. Just sit in your place obese person. Sit in your place and then think, I want to be thin.
You have to change your lifestyle.
Yeah, that's very true.
It is really important.
I would say, first of all, we have to meet a doctor.
No, I do not agree with that because not all the doctors are that
perfect. What are you
going to
say? Doctor, I'm fat. What's he going to say?
The doctor is the can help you and give you advices about the nutrition that you would get from a smaller amount of food that you're going to have.
A nutritionist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, if you don't change your mindset and lifestyle, it won't help for a long time, at least, you know.
Yeah,
just don't think about adding a beauty model and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Just health, and that's it.
I was just thinking about this theoretical fat person at the doctor, right?
Yeah.
And he says, oh, I'm fat, can you fix me? And he says, how did you get here?
Yes,
and he
they says, can fix them. They do a lot of surgeries.
Liposuction
right
exists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it can help them a lot.
We're not talking about that, right?
So this happens in real life. They go there. This dialogue happens in real life. They go there. They say, I'm fat, can you fix me? And then they say, yes, we can fix you. And then they go through a lot of surgeries. And then sometimes they would even hurt them.
But then because of the lifestyle, they're just going to become fat again.
Exactly.
No,
I
the
saw
one
that
who is going to spend that much of money is going to change their lifestyle.
After, I don't know, maybe 5 years, they will again become fat. I saw that.
Mm.
Yeah.
See?
My relatives.
It's all about lifestyle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. In mindset.
So first of all, you have to change your mentality, your lifestyle.
And then your physical.
And then you can visit a doctor, get some advices. And then the most important part is to have exercise. And I don't know, have a special plan for your eating.
And a healthy diet.
And a healthy diet, yeah, that's very true. So this is all the time that we had for today's episode. Thank you, brother, and thank you, sister, and thank you, dear listeners of Factor Reality. Until another episode, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi. Let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi. Let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.